It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore now a short documentary about a country tavern screening at the Beloit International Film Festival. It centers on Union, this unincorporated community near the Illinois border. Call in with your questions, your comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Bill Roach is a Madison-based videographer and documentary filmmaker. His new short film is called Da Union, Green Fields and Good Times. It's about a country tavern near Evansville. Bill, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me on.
So this is really a warm profile of a tavern and its patrons. I've caught myself smiling as I watched it. What do you hope people experience watching this documentary?
I think I want people to just have a good feeling, seeing sort of a community that still takes care of each other. They're, you know, as you see in the film, they're not always on their phones when they get together. They still talk. They still have a good time. It's sort of something I think is starting to disappear in America.
I understand the bartender being your cousin. Did that help you feel more local and get more access?
Well, honestly, to walk into a country bar with a cinematic red camera is kind of different.
You stick out just a wee bit.
Right. So it was like, you know, I had to go somewhere where people would, after a couple times, would just ignore me. And that's really what happened. And I think if you watch it, no one's ever paying attention to the camera. After a while, they were just completely ignoring me. Like, oh, yeah, the guy with the camera's here again. So, yeah, it worked out well, and Mary certainly, you know, helped make that happen.
You learn something new, of course, with each new project. What was the most surprising thing that came up for you in putting this documentary together?
Most surprising thing that came up? Nothing really surprised me. I knew what I was going to find there. Because that tavern, I'm from Janesville. So if we drove from Janesville to Madison, I mean, that's halfway. And, you know, we would always joke that we would stop for one beer if Mary's van was there. So it wasn't like we had never been there before. So, it's a cool place, and it's amazing how many people know about the Union.
Can you give us a visual when you walk inside, what it's like?
It's kind of narrow when you go in, kind of dark. As Wright Thompson, you know, says, you know, there's not much in the walls. You know, it's your classic country dive bar.
What draws locals to this bar?
Well, you know, when you watch a documentary, I mean, that small community once was thriving. I mean, it had schools, it had all sorts of shops going on and stuff, you know, way back when. And then when the railroad passed it, you know, it kind of all disappeared. And so all that's really remained from the original settlement is that building. And that building has changed, you know, from hotels to stagecoach, you know, stop to now a tavern for the last 90 years. And it's just a place where people get together and find out what's going on in the area. You know, who's had a baby, how the crops are doing. It's simply a gathering place for everyone in the area.
What does life in farming look like in that area?
I think it's doing really well. At least the farmers, you know, that I talked with, you know, the Templetons and the Georges, they all seem to be doing very well.
Because farming is a stressful occupation. I was just wondering, in the people you interviewed, could you sense any stress in the lives of these locals that you interviewed and interacted with at the bar?
I didn't sense any. I think they thought it was pretty unusual that I was really doing this. I mean, that's why when you see Tom Lip, his nickname, he doesn't even know how he got his nickname, you know, talking the three different times in the piece about, you know, so you're going to do a documentary on this tavern. It's like, I'm like, yeah. He goes, okay. I mean, the reason I put that in there is because I kept being asked, like, why are you doing this? And I guess I always feel there's a story. There's always a story somewhere, and it just worked out. And the people, I just found the people really wonderful people.
There can be this divide and the stereotypes of city people versus people who live in the country. Did you feel any of that tension surface as you talked with these people in the documentary?
Oh, no, they're all really friendly people. And, you know, if you hear in the piece, it's like, you know, everyone's welcome at the Union. It's just a very friendly country bar. I mean, Jeff George jokes about when, you know, the door of the bar opens, somebody comes in, everyone swings their head around to see who's coming in. But, you know, after a while, you're talking with whomever, and it's a friendly place to stop, have a beer, and, you know, talk about what's going on, you know, in your life.
Slice of Life with videographer and filmmaker Bill Roach as he shares about his latest short doc on a country tavern in Rock County. Maybe you've been in there. Colin, about meeting places in rural communities. What makes these bars unique to Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with Madison videographer and filmmaker Bill Roach is here. He's made short films about the New Glarus Brewing Company, the economic recovery of Janesville since the closure of the GM plant in 08. And his new doc is called The Union. It's about a historic country tavern in Rock County, about 30 miles from the Illinois border, give or take. Join in by calling with your questions, your comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, you know, Bill, let's hear just a moment from the film. We've got this patron, Carl Hartzler, who says the bar is a place for local residents to learn what their friends and neighbors are up to.
Prior to the internet, this was kind of a social media, so to speak, and just not on anywhere near as large a scale, of course.
I love that moment. It was a kind of social media before social media. What makes the social bonds at these places so special?
Well, you know, these people have been coming to that bar for decades, you know, and then, you know, the kids of the parents come. I mean, it's like, I guess you just call it a gathering place. And it's just a fun place to go to. I mean, anyone that stopped at the Union, I mean, absolutely loves this bar. Hmm. It's just a fun place. People talk. You know, again, they're not just staring at their phones and watching television. They're all communicating. Whether you know the person sitting next to you or not, everyone gets along. It's just a really friendly, it's a friendly stop.
Wisconsin, though, has an alcohol problem. I mean, to be blunt, how did you negotiate talking about community bonds and gathering and connection with the presence of consuming alcohol?
Well, alcohol was never really the focus, that was really never the focus of the piece. The piece was about the community, how, you know, as it said, if you watch it, you know, they talk about where, you know, they come there, they may not come to drink. A lot of people come there just because that's where they come to see, you know, see what's going on, hear what the neighbors are doing, you know, have some donuts, coffee. I mean, it's really not just about drinking it, you know, because it's a bar. It's like a community gathering spot for people to get together.
It's going to be shown at the Beloit International Film Festival later this month. How important are these small film festivals to getting documentaries exposed and, like yours, getting it out there?
That's the only reason I really do these. I mean, I find an idea that I think is, you know, interesting to me. And, you know, then I produce a documentary, and I'm not looking to sell these or get the Sundance Film Festival. I mean, this is like a very Wisconsin, something that I think Wisconsin people will find very interesting, maybe the Midwest. And maybe people around the other parts of the country will, you know, find that this little slice of Wisconsin would be very interesting to them. But, you know, I'm not looking to make this some big thing. To me, it's just, I enter these film festivals. That's really what that's where these are destined for.
What is your creative process like? How do you choose subjects for a documentary?
That's a good question. And this last one, I was riding along some country roads with one of my brothers, and he said, what are you going to be working on next? And I said, well, I don't know. And he goes, well, you ought to do one on all these country bars that are going out of business. And I was like, well, yeah, interesting. But I knew that would be too difficult. I mean, these are very low-budget documentaries. But then I thought about, well, if I did something positive and maybe Mary would let me come into the union, and, you know, because you have to have access, and it's close. It's only 30 minutes from my house. And it was something that was doable for me. And I thought, I didn't know what the story was going to be honest. And then I, Ruth Ann Montgomery, who's like a historian in Evansville, started to tell me all about the railroad and stuff. And it turned out to be, to me, a very interesting little story.
What impact did the railroad have by passing union?
That was the end of union. Everything eventually just disappeared, and everything migrated to Evansville. And Evansville is only like 2-3 miles away from union. And so union is like this little bar in a corner with a few houses. And, you know, Evansville is a nice small town just south of union.
Bill Roach, videographer and documentary filmmaker, directing his lens on different aspects of life and events in Wisconsin. Maybe you have an idea percolating for the subject of a short documentary. Join the conversation. Call the number 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have a documentary filmmaker and videographer. Bill Roach is here, focusing his lens on different aspects of life in Wisconsin and beyond, telling stories through these short documentaries over the decades and on assignment for ESPN. Call in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Bill, we heard from Richard in Manitowoc called in, and Richard thinks that their grandfather, Romy Gause, would make a fantastic documentary subject. And here's why. Romy was called the Polka King and is known throughout Wisconsin, especially in those small town bars. And Richard thinks, you know, says, what do you think?
Anything's possible. I would take it into consideration.
Awesome. So, you know, since 95, you've worked as a contract camera operator for ESPN. And last year, you followed the Ukraine national soccer team leading up to the World Cup. How challenging is a subject like that, a project like that?
It's very challenging. I mean, just the travel alone was and we flew in and then we had to take a van from Poland into Ukraine. I think it was 14 hours. Actually, it was 28 hours. It was just a really long, and then there's stops all along the way, military checkpoints. And that was the hardest part of it, to be honest. The shooting part of it was simple, but just the logistics of getting into Kyiv was very difficult.
What type of devastation did you see from the Russian invasion?
That's interesting because we went over twice. I only went over the first time. But when you're coming into Kyiv, the direction we came in, I mean, stuff is just randomly blown up along the road. The roads are open, but, you know, buildings are just taken out. You know, there's tanks sitting there. Actually, we only saw one. They tried to remove everything. But Kyiv itself, there was very little destruction when we were there in June. It's as though the only reason you knew there was a war going on was all the corners. There were sandbag positions set up all over the place, mm-hmm. And there was a curfew. You had to be off the road, you know, by I think it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night. But yeah, it was that was very a very interesting trip.
What complexities arise for you when you're on assignment as a videographer outside the U.S. in a foreign country?
It depends on the story. I mean, a lot of the stories are like in countries that there's no issues. You know, going to Ukraine was a completely different deal. You know, you have to have all the paperwork and all that. And just traveling itself. I mean, like I move around with about 8 Pelican cases full of equipment. And so that's always a challenge getting through airports and customs and all that. But I've been doing it for a long time. So to me, it's really not that difficult.
Is it heavy? How do you keep your back safe from hauling around all of that equipment?
Of course it's heavy. You just figure it out. I mean, to be honest, the hardest part is getting from your car in O'Hare into like the United or the Delta counter. Because you can't get it all in one cart, and I'm by myself, and like, okay, how am I going to do this? And then you can't leave stuff there. And it's always a challenge, to be honest.
Switching gears just a bit, you're director of photography for a new TV series, The Streetball with Kenny Dobbs, being shot in some American cities. What can you tell about this show and this project?
Insight TV out of the Netherlands, working with Bespoke Television, I think, out of New York, or no, L.A. So Kenny Dobbs has pulled together a group of all-star streetballers, and it kind of goes back to the days of And One. So this group of streetballers will come into cities, Vegas, Phoenix, New Orleans. This week we're going to be going to Florida, Miami, Tampa, Orlando. And then they challenge, like, the best streetballers to best of five games. And they're amazing basketball players, and it's a lot of fun to work on.
How do streetballers make us see our parks in new ways and our public gathering basketball courts?
They do bring a lot of people out. I'm not sure if they make people see it differently, but when our streetballers come into a park, it's it's very interesting. Just everybody comes, they want to see these guys. I mean, Leaky Roof and Jay, and they're just great basketball players. And the community just wants to come and see them. And, of course, they want to challenge these guys. You know, they actually got beat in, I believe it was Houston or Phoenix, I believe they got beat. Because these guys are it's not like Harlem Globetrotters basketball. This is like real basketball. These guys are playing to win, and they're trying to beat our team, and our team obviously doesn't want to lose. So it's really competitive basketball. And, you know, there's obviously the Showtime stuff of the dunking and stuff, but it's all part of, like, trying to win these games.
We're talking about documentary filmmaking and the projects that director and videographer Bill Roach is working on. You can join the conversation, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Bill, how do you balance that national and globe-trotting camera work with your Wisconsin-focused documentary filmmaking?
It's all the same to me. It's all storytelling. You know, whether I'm off with Kenny Dobbs and the streetballers doing that kind of stuff or working on the documentary in Evansville. To me, it's just all about telling great stories. You know, and, you know, one of the great things about Evansville was I got to work with a lot of Wisconsin people on it. Joel Despain, former, you know, I used to work with Joel at Channel 3 years ago, and he wrote it. The editor and sound people were all Wisconsin people. And then Wright Thompson, who is a famous sports writer with ESPN on his own, he narrated it. And I thought it was just a great group of people to work with. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Go ahead.
Do you have any tricks for how to get people to warm up on camera?
Just be Wisconsin, right? Friendly Midwestern.
they eventually come around and forget the camera is there, because that's what you want them to do. You don't want them to see a camera. You want to see through that camera.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a producer from ESPN who had just retired, and he had watched this, and he goes, you have an amazing ability to just get people to forget about the camera. And I think it really is just being from the Midwest and being able to talk to people and, you know, put them at ease, and like, it's not a big deal. I mean, I think the person most nervous in that whole documentary was Lip, the guy, Tom, who opens it up with the comment about, you know, you're doing this documentary. He was so nervous being in front of that camera. So in the end, where he goes, I hope you come visit again, and he grabbed that B beer to take a drink. He needed that drink.
I love how you bookended the documentary with him. I thought that was really, really special. I wonder if, do you have those moments where you have those aha moments as you're shooting and knowing what's going to be in there and how it's going to fit together? Or does that come all in the editing process?
Oh, no, you know when you're shooting that, you know, that's definitely going to make the piece. And like when Mary's playing her trumpet at the end, I mean, she practices in the bar. And when I heard that, I go, well, Mary, we're definitely going to get you practicing your trumpet in the bar. And it could have come across cheesy, but I thought it came across pretty cool at how ending, you know, with that song. And I just thought it was cool. And truly in the edit, yeah, there are times when moments happen. But yeah, this, you just know when they happen. I mean, it's like, okay, that makes the piece.
That's gold. Can you fill us in a little bit or give us any type of hints at what your next project will look like?
I don't know. That's just it. I don't know. I really have no idea. I mean, this one, I worked on the jeans one right before the pandemic. I finished it. And that's why my brother was saying, hey, are you going to work on another one? And I was like, yeah, but I'm really not sure.
Are you talking about Shift Change?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that one was finished right before, the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. which was not great timing for that to be hitting film festivals. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess when something comes to me, it's like, oh, that's cool. And for me, I mean, the thing that it has to be is it's got to be kind of local so I can do it. It can't cost me a lot of money because I do not like raising money. And, you know, you have to raise money to get these things done. So I try to keep them low budget, something in the area. And something that I think is interesting to me, and I think if it's interesting to me, other people are going to find it interesting.
I wonder, as you've traveled the world as a videographer and won several Emmy Awards, is there still things in videography that's on your bucket list?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, that's why I work on these projects. It's because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. But for me, it's like, to me, it's still all about the storytelling. And, you know, I think that the union tells a great story. It tells a great story about this little community. And, you know, if you're from Wisconsin or from this area, you'll relate to what you see in the documentary if you come to see it. I've been to so many places and seen so much. You know, there's really not much I really am like saying I really need to go do this.
Well, Bill, all the best to you. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Bill Roach is a Madison-based videographer and documentary filmmaker, directed Da Union, Greenfields, and Good Times. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.